All right, you've heard a lot, you've heard a lot of back and forth about a couple of pieces of steel left in the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac. Enbridge cleaning up what they could and still getting blowback from activist groups is the way it seems to me. So we want to get to the bottom of it, find out we want to get the Enbridge side of the story. Ryan Duffy with Enbridge Communications is joining me here on the program. Ryan, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. It's good to talk to you.
And I would like you to take the time. Please set the record straight on what we've been hearing in the media on the broken piece of metal you've been dealing with in the Straits of Mackinac. I know you've updated us when you can. I know you picked up a section of it, but the other part was buried, my understanding, into the mud. Where are we in the conversation?
Sure. I appreciate the opportunity. There is a lot of confusing information going around right now. So, you know, the last time we talked, I explained that as a part of our rock and soil sampling out there at the Straits, we did have this metal rod that broke in the lake bed, and these are called borehole rods, and basically we use them to fill the holes back in after we drill those to take out our rock samples.
Sure.
And so with this one, it got stuck in that hole there, so we had to break it right at the mud line at the lake bed, and we were able to go down and get that top section that was resting on the lake bed that was about 45 feet long. You know, that was a pretty complicated operation to go down and get that, but we were able to do that. Then there is another section, though, that's buried there in the ground, and it just can't be retrieved, and that section's more than 200 feet. So that will remain there, and there was just a little bit of confusion on the numbers and what the state thought the length was of that buried section. But really, the bottom line is the rod was never a safety or environmental risk to Line 5 or the water or ship traffic or anything like that. And so then this section that's still buried there, that's not going to be a safety or environmental risk.
So yeah, basically, you've been targeted. Do you feel you're just not going to be treated fairly in the media as a general rule? I mean, it appears to me. I mean, I watch, and you guys are, you know, every article starts with Enbridge is a villain. I mean, that's kind of the tone these articles all take, and it just doesn't seem to be balanced or fair reporting to me.
Well, we work to get the information out there, and it is really up to us to clearly get that out to people and answer questions. So that's what we do, and that's what we're going to be doing on this tunnel project. But we really are committed to having this project really set the standard for these type of infrastructure projects in the state and go above and beyond with safety.
So just to reiterate, and I want to be clear on this, Ryan. Ryan Duffy is with the Enbridge Communications team. There's one piece of steel. It's buried in the mud beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Is that correct? One piece of steel.
Right, and it's way down there, and it's the piece of steel itself is more than 200 feet long, and it's buried in the lake bed and just can't be retrieved. And so, you know, we're wrapped up with our rock and soil sampling work now, and now it's on to the rest of the tunnel project. And the information we collected from that sampling is really going to guide the rest of the project.
It just makes me want, I mean, let's be honest, the Great Lakes have been used for centuries. Shipwrecks, debris, junk, fishing gear, sunk boats, snowmobiles, trucks, cars, automobiles, train cars, all sorts of things are at the bottom of the Great Lakes. I know, I've seen pictures. And yet, people are going after you for one piece of steel. It doesn't seem like it's an honest conversation on their behalf. That's where I'm getting.
We would have rather it did not happen, of course. But we were able to retrieve that section that was down there just resting on the lake bed. So we're happy about that. And now we're moving forward with the project.
Sure. And so let's move to that part of the conversation for a moment. And that is, you're out of there for now, for the most part. I mean, this time of the year, weather is unpredictable. Didn't get as much ice this year as we usually do. But I'm guessing winter will be back with a vengeance over the next couple of years. So you can't do a lot this year. When do you go back full steam, if you will?
Right, so 2020 is going to be a big year for the tunnel project. There won't be necessarily as much happening right out there on the water that people might see, but it is an important year. There will be a lot happening. We are finalizing our contractors on the project, so that's the designer and the construction company. And I may have mentioned this to you, but really we've just had a ton of interest from these companies that do this work, you know, the best companies in the world that build some just massive tunnels, much bigger than this project even, you know, massive bridges. Those kind of companies have been coming to us, really want to be a part of this because it is special and unique. And so we're getting close to finalizing that. You know, the design of the tunnel is then going to be moving forward. We're going to be applying for some new permits with the state in the next few months, and we're going to continue to study all those rock and soil samples we collected. And then we're going to move towards starting to construct the actual tunnel boring machine. And that alone takes about a year, so that's going to be starting here toward the end of the year, most likely. So right. All of that's really to stay on schedule because, as you know, we've committed to starting construction next year, completing the tunnel in 2024, and, of course, Enbridge paying for it, $500 million.
So the boring machine itself, Ryan Duffy here with Enbridge, that's a one-of-a-kind machine, right? Every job that they create such a thing for, it's a one-off, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, built just for this project. I believe it's going to be built in Germany, and it really has to be tailored to the specific rock and soil that it's going to be going through. So that's why it's built just for this, one and done. I believe it's about 300 feet long or so, and it slowly will move its way through the lake bed.
Like a giant earthworm, yeah.
Yep.
And, of course, it'll be a big announcement when you announce the designer and, of course, the construction company, because that's going to mean jobs here in Michigan, isn't it?
It will, for sure. It's going to be one of the biggest projects that Northern Michigan has seen. There will be jobs, and as you can imagine, just the restaurants, the hotels, all of those things are going to benefit. So we're definitely excited about it, and we see a clear path forward to get there, and we're seeing a lot of support from all across the state. That's been great to see. That's what the polls are showing. We now have 18 counties that have passed resolutions in support of the tunnel project. And so that includes all of the counties where Line 5 runs through the UP. So that's really been great. You know, we have support from labor groups, the business community, just a wide range of different organizations across the state.
Wouldn't it be nice to have some support from Lansing? Ryan, I greatly appreciate you being here as always. Ryan Duffy with the Enbridge Communications team, keeping us up to speed on everything that's happening. And we look forward to a big 2020, Ryan.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, as I mentioned, we have a lot happening, and I think you've talked with our project manager, Amber, in the past.
Yes.
Her team of about 20 people or so, they're going to work every day, focused on the project, not worried about the things going on in Lansing necessarily or in the courts. So they're focused, and they're working on that to stay on schedule and to keep things on track.
Getting it done.
The next step is going to be the design and hiring the construction company.
Well, Ryan, thank you for being here. As always, Ryan Duffy with Enbridge. Always appreciate you bringing us up to speed. And we will talk very soon. Thank you so much.
All right. Anytime. Thanks.
There you have it. Ryan Duffy from Enbridge. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.